This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Everything about the gospel can be distilled down to those words. He died, he was buried, and he rose again. Folks, you have got to believe that, not as some story in history, as some philosophical concept. It is the truth of your life, the greatest truth of your life, or it's nothing. I really believe it's that simple. Either the gospel is the foundation of everything that makes you you, or just throw it away. And if it is what it claims to be, it is the life-giving, life-changing power of God, then it does make a difference. A big difference, what you believe about the gospel. Paul then goes in to talk about the resurrection appearances of Jesus to different people, to as many as 500 people at one time. And then he talks about himself in humility. If you'd bring up verse 9, "For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God." I'm not going to go into this, but many of you perhaps don't know this, but before the Apostle Paul became the apostle, he was a persecutor of the church. He was called a Christian killer. And God went to that person, that man who was a killer of Christians, and said, "You're going to be a spokesman for the kingdom. I'm going to use you in a mighty way." And that's why Paul would say, in all serious humility, "I'm the least of the apostles. I don't even deserve to be called an apostle." But here's where we're going to focus for a few minutes on verse 10, because this is somebody's verse today. You came to church today and you don't even know it, just to hear this verse, because it'll speak to you. Verse 10. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." I want to suggest to you, anything good in your life, anything good in your career, anything good in your marriage, anything good in your family, anything good in this church, everything is by the grace of God. You say, what does that mean? Grace means unmerited or undeserved favor. Unmerited, in other words, we don't deserve it, we haven't earned it, but God gives it to us anyway. And it's the most humbling moment in a man's life or a woman's life when they realize that everything I am, everything I do, it's all by the grace of God. May I tell you why it's important for you to believe that? Because some people believe their own resume. Some people believe their own resume and they think, "I have done it all. And I have accomplished this. And I have," to use an expression out of the Old Testament, "I have pulled myself up, so to speak, by my own bootstraps. I'm the one who's done this." And the most religious, spiritual moment in a man's life, a woman's life, is when they say verse 10 for their story, "It's by the grace of God that I am what I am." Somebody needs to say that privately to the Lord today. "I am what I am by the grace of God." What has happened in your life just in the last year that you can point to and say, "It's by the grace of God"? I don't know how you were raised. I don't know how you would describe your childhood. It's interesting. You talk to 10 people about their childhood and you will get a variety of descriptions. You will have some that will talk about the pleasantness of their childhood. You have others that will say, "No, it wasn't too pleasant. It was very difficult." Well, maybe it's good that we're running out of time today, because I can do a disclaimer about this story that you will hear at the beginning of Cross Hope tomorrow. It's a very heavy-duty, depressing story about a person's childhood, but we want to share it as a part of this message from 1 Corinthians 15 tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.